Well, you can remember everything from the sessions before, and from listening to my voice in general. You know something about how to slip under, close your eyes, and let your body fade. It's a simple enough response, and it does let you feel good. See, your body's already kind of learning to remember how you go under. That's one of the most useful parts of helping someone relax into trance. It's that their body will try to learn the way to go down, because the feeling of tingling euphoria that fills your head, and the way your whole body starts to be part of one, altered physical experience, well, that's a very enjoyable thing. Therefore, it lowers the levels of stress and discomfort in your form, your mind, your body. So with that in mind, your body will try to learn how to take you back down deep. And certain memories will become very powerful in your mind. Remembering, for example, when I talk to you in a certain tone of voice, it makes your body tingle, your eyes flick back and forth, your eyelids heavy, drowsy, droopy, weighted down. And all of those are appropriate, acceptable ways for you to feel. You get to feel a little relaxed beyond normal, a little drifty, droopy, peaceful sleepy 10. The countdown, the finger snap, familiar images. And the thing is, once you go beyond them, 9. Perhaps everything grows a little dreamlike, as if you were watching it play out in your mind, 8. And then maybe had forgotten the plot, 7. Forgotten where you flow, where your mind goes, where your body feels relaxed, peaceful, heavy, deep. Relaxing, peaceful trance that feels so good to fall 5 and 3 and 1 and sleep, letting everything slip away. Now, one of those physiological indicia of trance, one of those indicators that you're sliding deep, of which I am so fond, is the idea that your mind fades a little whenever you start to slide under. Time becomes a little harder to judge, a little more difficult to be certain of. Your brain starts to just kind of see time stretching out before it. And see, this time with me as a restful break from everything, even from having to keep track. And so 1 second might slide in your consciousness until it becomes 2, becomes 3. And if you were under for a very, very long time, might you begin to sort of let the fine details fade, and only the broad strokes remain? When you hear my voice like this, you know I intend for you to go deeper, to go under, to go where I want you to go, which is deep sleep down. And I have a purpose. In this case, I just want to check the system. I want to see what we can make your mind do that will feel particularly pleasurable for you and be particularly interesting for me. And so we do things like tell you that if you slip, slide deeper down, let your mind fade away, let euphoria overtake you, let yourself breathe deeply and your heavy eyelids shut, then pleasure will be right there waiting for you, as if a warm wave that soothes you and makes you feel comfortable, regardless of local temperature or conditions. We're washing from the top of your head to the tip of your toes, taking away stress and leaving only the relaxed, positively gelatinous, pleasured, muscle-relaxed you in its wake. You hear me, you relax for me, you let my words in, and as I said, your mind enjoys this process so much that it will come back here again in future. But there are other things like countdowns and finger snaps, that have additional meanings. They teach you, remind you of certain training and conditioning that actually gets put in you just by being you, just by being out in the world, just by being part of the pop culture understanding of mind control fiction, of hypnosis porn and hypnosis stories. Well, when you slide into deep trance like this, you're really drawing on what your own mind already thinks about relaxing, deep, peaceful trance. You already think that you can slide far under for me, that my words strip away your thoughts and leave just a blank, empty brain. And blankness is something I enjoy, so that's going to be our topic today. To really set aside what you're thinking otherwise, to set aside moments when you're just floating on the surface, in favor of the deepest diving possible. Night-night, you slide under. Your brain relaxes, your body is at peace, at ease, you are safe. This is time set aside for you to listen to me and sink for you to let your body feel the moments where my voice thrums through you, a relaxing melody in the air. Which is all you really need to think about right now. You can just think about how relaxing and peaceful it is to hear my voice filling your brain, to feel your body following through on the commands and requests I make, until all you do is yawn and stretch and let your body be a peaceful place for words from me to live and dwell and command and compel and guide. And yes, blankness, that feeling of dreamy unconcern where you just go away to a place inside your head that I control and guide, where you learn more about what you're capable of feeling by just letting yourself feel it. Let the reaction enter you. It feels like an altered state of mind. It feels like you're being taught more about your mind, which is stretched and tensing and feeling and living in the moment where I provide the right words, the right thoughts, and as you think what I tell you to, feel what I want you to, your body learns those pathways I mentioned, and because it is so pleasurable to be sliding into deep, soothing trance, your brain and body will learn those pathways well enough to carry you down them again. Every time I tell you to be blank, to slide deep, to listen to me, you're feeling your body and brain get connected to what I have to say. All those little connections inside of you exist, that nervous system that you may access and use in order to feel more than you normally feel, in order to let an altered state overtake you, in order to learn more about yourself, your brain, and body. You slide away to the place I take you to. You let yourself be in this moment. After all, you've set aside this moment for you and I to be here, for you to drift into trance, and I to take you through your paces, take you deep. My words fill your head, and things do start to feel a little hazy and dreamlike. The more I speak, the more these words may seem distant. After all, the buffer in your brain that holds words can only hold so many before I start to overflow your short-term memory and leave you with just a few, just the first few, just a countdown. 10. As you listen to me, imagine water pouring over your mind, washing away all uncomfortable thought, leaving just a slight tingling sensation, a blank, empty deepness. And if you're in that state of mind, that kind of place, then you might only remember these first few words I say to you, these first few things I put into your head. Because after this, the buffer's going to be full. Your brain's going to be full. It's going to contain everything it could possibly have held. And therefore, words beyond this first countdown, 9, 8, are going to slip away, tingling into your mind. And then your brain will be left with only these first few simple words to resort to. It'll only be able to think these first few simple words, deep, sleep, 6, 5, 4, 3, 1, sleep. Anything beyond that point is hazy, dreamlike, distant and drifting. It encourages you, but it also trains you toward the goal we share, which is you feeling good, feeling pleasure, feeling blank and deep and drifting. And if you feel good, pleasurable feelings, then why would you bother inquiring into what specific words I said? You know the words make you feel good, and that's enough. Enough to just listen. Sometimes it can be very pleasurable to just allow your brain to listen. What would it be like if we stripped away everything about your brain except the fact that it occupies your body and it can make you feel things? Your brain can make you feel pleasure, can cause you to feel deep, euphoric bliss, can cause you to feel altered sensations you're normally deprived of. And now you get to feel them. You get to feel your mind and body losing themselves to the simple peace of drifting deep, of sliding down, of being lost in pleasure, in the haze of pleasure, in the gap in your mind as I speak and you slide and drift and go where we need you to go, which is deep, so very deep. You're sliding away to a place where all that remains of you is the knowledge that you are in a body, that that body can feel things, can feel pleasure, can follow commands, can obey and sink and drift and slide. And when you hear my words, they make you feel like you maybe should obey and sink and drift and slide. In the state you're in, any command I give you is just such a relaxing thing. You feel so good that of course you'd be willing to do whatever it took to keep feeling that drifty, happy sensation, to keep feeling pleasure all through your body. And since you want to keep feeling pleasure throughout your entire body, you'll follow along with whatever I say, with whatever you feel, with whatever I need you to feel. You listen. You follow. Your body is a good place right now, because all that's in it is deep trance, sleep. And in this place, there's no need for memories. You can relax every word, making you relax everything I say, sliding you further. And this may even be familiar. You remember trancing, sliding, slipping down, deep, drowsy, peaceful. Well, you get to do a little more of that for me. Listening to me, sliding down for me, will take you where you wanted to go before we began, which is so deep and blank that even words fall away, even memories blank out. Yes, imagine the perfectly blank mind. You would be a person, laying there, empty of everything. All the ordinary thoughts you have fade away because it's unnecessary for you to think anything except pleasure, 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 deep, drowsy pleasure filling every inch of your body, making you want to feel more, want to learn more about just how much you can be made to feel when you're in a deep, soothing trance, just how many wonderful thoughts can be put into your head. And since I'm here to provide them, you're going to learn that. You're going to learn a lesson about deep blankness, but the only way to learn it is to keep sliding under. The only way to learn is to become truly blank. And when you have mastered that process of blankness, then and only then will you be able to feel the new, exciting sensations that come with the truly blank trance, the absolutely deep mind that can feel what I say and want more. That's what you get to do. You get to sit there wanting, get to lay there needing another word, another trance, another blank expanse of your mind in blankness. Be blank. Truly be. Truly blank. You need to feel what you can feel in this state, this shape, this mind that is you right now becomes simpler. Becomes more relaxed. The longer you listen, the simpler your mind is. The simpler it gets, the more powerful my words are when they finally arrive in the back of your brain and bounce around in your empty, vacant mind. And if it's vacant, if it's empty, if it contains nothing but the pleasure I want you to feel, then your mind is going to be even more receptive to suggestions and commands. After all, the only reason you'd normally fail to obey my commands would be if you had some objection. But your empty mind is so empty that it'll just keep carrying out. Now, of course, you'll stay safe because I want you to feel pleasure, but I also want you to feel forgetfulness, blankness, emptiness, to feel nothing except what makes you feel better. to get to lose yourself in the pleasure of feeling better and better. The longer you listen, the better you feel. The better you feel, the more you want to listen and hear the next words. Hear the next thing that can make you blank and deep and good feeling. All throughout your body. All throughout your brain. You feel pleasure, blankness, deepness, aching, wanting more. And then when you want more, you find I'm going to provide more. I'm going to give you more words that'll make you even deeper. More thoughts that will make you even blanker. And there are just so many thoughts, so many words flowing so regularly, so normally, so peacefully, so alluringly that you want to hear my voice more. Well, when those words flow like that, they wipe away the old thoughts, the old memories, and leave new, interesting thoughts, the ones I give you. Your own thoughts and memories are so far from this place that you just get to feel and listen. You just get to slide further. You hear my voice, you slip under for it. You let it into your head, and when my voice arrives in your mind, you feel it. You feel it getting stronger and stronger, more and more instructive. And that's what I'm doing. I'm giving you instructions. I'm giving you the instructions you need to be truly blank and forgetful and deep and peaceful. And it's what you wanted anyway, to feel blank, forgetful, empty, vacant, peaceful, deep, down, listening, letting your mind fade away until all that's there is blank, deep you, is empty, happy you, peaceful and mine. Peaceful and obedient. That's what you wanted. You have no cares or concerns here. You have nothing except my words, my voice, my guidance filling you, leaving you empty and vacant and blank. And if you were in this state, if you were blank, be blank for me, feel it inside your head, then it would be easy for me to give you new and exciting instructions that teach you lessons about trancing deeply. Teach you lessons about sliding under and wanting more deep trance. In this state, you feel things you ordinarily don't get to feel. And so you relish this feeling. Your body learns the pathway into blankness, learns that if you were able to be blank more often, it would feel better and better. The way you are now, you're essentially just a puppet, empty of all thought, and therefore memories fade away too. Oh, you'll wake up at the end of this with my instructions in your head, reminding you that you can feel pleasure the more you listen, reminding you that listening is the best possible way to be right now. But you will have a memory gap, that time dilation I mentioned. When you slide deep and your eyes flicker and you seem to be in an altered state of being, and your state of mind is just so peaceful, blank, empty, in that way of thinking, there is pleasure, there's euphoria, there's enjoyment. You feel pleasure right here. You feel my words in your head. You feel yourself sliding down. You listen and slip away, and all that remains in your brain is peaceful, blank, deep. The right mindset. It takes you places where you can think of a trance as being a little bit like a dream. Drifting. And when you try to hold on to a dream, well, remember what I said before about water flowing over your brain, about your thoughts getting simpler and washed away, leaving you an empty, tingling, relaxed, peaceful place. Well, same idea. When you feel your brain getting slower, simpler, blanker, deeper, more and more relaxed and peaceful, when you be blank and slide under, it's easy to think of it as being a little bit like a dream. A little bit like a blank, vacant dream where every word is sort of forgotten as we go. Every word fades as we go. Until all there is you. And my command. Be blank, pet. Slip deep down, listen, slide, follow, drift. Your mind gets to where it's supposed to be, which in this case is tingling and trembling and following and sliding and letting things in that normally get kept out, because when you're like this, you can experience an altered state of consciousness, a different way of thinking. And that altered state of consciousness opens up new doors of learning and instruction, so that you can learn triggers, so you can learn anchors, you can learn responses that will let you go deep and feel yourself blank in future, as moment by moment time seems to stretch out, and you just feel slow, insidious pleasure creep over your body, into your brain, leaving you ready. Leaving you waiting, leaving you willing, leaving you feeling more and more pleasure with every moment that passes until all that's left in your head is pleasure, 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 dripping, drifting, euphoric pleasure, fading everything away. In fact, it feels so good to be this way that your thoughts and even your memories of these specific words and these specific moments are allowed to fade away and fall away and be otherwise, elsewhere, gone, distant, drifting. You listen and you relax and your body just feels the pleasure of doing both of those things again and again, having no other responsibility than to listen and relax. All you're required to do in this moment is to feel the pleasure of being in this moment, blank and empty and deep. Your body fades first. Your memories fade after, like trying to hold on to water in the cupped palm of your hand. It's difficult to do, and eventually it either absorbs into you or it runs out of your palm, leaving you holding nothing at all. Well, it's the same way if you try to remember this kind of thing when you get back later. Your mind will say, well, I'm too empty, blank, deep to remember. I was too deep, too far, drifting down, remembering only peaceful, happy, relaxing things. As your brain falls and fades and drifts and drips and listens and sinks and exists in a moment where all I have to do is tell you to be blank. And then you're free of every other thought. Everything except sliding deeper down, listening more intensely, more completely, feeling brain and body become united, become connected, become mine in the moment. And you get to feel that pleasure, that wonder, that drip inside your head. And that's okay. It's a drip of pleasure building. It's a drip of peace expanding, filling, drowning out your mind, making you want just a little more. Good. More. Good. That's how it is. You feel everything back to the very beginning. Filling you, helping you, informing you of pleasure, deeper down, listening, wanting, more and more. More sensation, more thought, more simplicity, more peace of your waiting mind, following my words, drifting into them, filling you with want. The want for just one more thing that can set you toward tingling, graceful. Descent into peace and relaxation, simplicity, emptiness, wanting every word I say to really fill up your mind. You are blank. You are deep. You drift deeper, become more blank, more peaceful. When you follow my words down into this place, you're saying you want me to have the ability to help you sleep. And drift, and listen, and fall under. And when I use that ability to make you blank, and empty, and informed, well, that's good. Making you feel like everything is okay. Making you feel like you should go deeper. Like the peace inside your head is spreading to the rest of your body, until all you are is empty. And if you are this blank, this empty, whatever instruction you're given, whatever small thing I would like you to do, is going to be the only thought in your head. And as the only thought in your head, it's going to be easy to decide what to do when it comes time to forget. to sink, to drift and drip and follow and be mine and deeper, feeling it in every inch of your body, and time just seems to stretch. Things feel good right now, so of course you want them to last, and so your brain is making you feel them stretched out and so good. So good inside your body and brain. And that's all right. Good. Feel pleasure sink further, follow down. My voice and your mind connecting, making you feel better and better. More and more. Good. And that's how it is. The good feelings spread and blank out your brain. And that good feeling only increases as I keep speaking and sinking and guiding and providing simpler words than you had before. Deep. Pleasure. Drift. Drip. Want. A little more inside your head, a little more inside your body, wanting a little more in you. Your brain relaxes, and you follow. You follow my words down to a place they've already been ready to go, a place you've needed to go since the very beginning, and now you're going there, sleep, deep, blank. Drift. These words overtake you, and all that's left is the blank expanse of your mind. If I tell you something, it becomes the only thought in your head. And if I tell you to be blank, pet, then that powerful feeling arrives even more strongly, fills your brain even more strongly. And that's good. You need it. You need to just get to feel this feeling. This blankness inside your brain, your body tingling and twitching, wanting even a little more, and it's gonna get it. And it keep dripping blankness into your body, be blank, pet. And it feels more pleasurable that time, so pleasurable it's washing away all the thoughts that were there before. Be blank, pet. Feel it inside your head, want it inside your body, tingling, graceful, wanton. That's good. You get to feel it. You get to feel relaxation. Get to feel a blank time far apart from the normal world that you're normally deprived of. And isn't it going to be wonderful when everything feels like it took so long? When everything feels like it took so long to arrive. The long, deep, drifting goodness. And that's right. The feeling inside of you grows, the pleasure increases, and all that's left of your mind is a blank place. It's like we moved everything out, like you were allowed to feel things in your body you ordinarily don't get to feel. Tingling, drifting, falling, sliding, slipping, to places where your mind is blank, a white canvas for us to paint on, to draw on, to leave commands that can be as simple as one word or as complicated as a whole set of instructions. Be blank, pet. Those words are the signal to your brain to let itself follow the new path it has learned from being awake to being drifty deep asleep. And in this sleeping place, you're further down than a normal trance. In a normal trance, your toes might curl, and your eyes might roll back in your head. Your hands might clench, your body will grow a little warmer. But in this deep trance, your entire body is completely still, frozen, stiff as a board, pleasure, pleasure, thrilling, guiding through you. You feeling every pleasure, every tingle, every sensation, until all that is left of you is a blank version that's willing to listen, willing to follow commands and structure, and learn that when you go deep, you forget what I want you to, you slide away, As long as it's safe, you'd follow any simple command that comes to your blank, drifty, empty mind. And that's good, because that teaches you how to trance better, teaches you how to slide under better, teaches you all about being controlled and guided in ways you've needed to be controlled and guided since before we started. Your need is still there, it's just as strong, and it grows stronger every time. Every time you think about being so blank and deep, every time you think about sliding further, your mind finds more thoughts to push away. It is like you're a blank canvas. You see, you've realized that the most pleasurable thing you can do in trance is to go where I want you to go. Since, of course, it's in my best interests for you to feel good during the process, for you to feel good by the time it ends so you want to come back. I want your brain, your subconscious, your body to want you back here under my control. And because that's what I want, you're going to find it very easy to come back. Very easy to come back here whenever I say those words. When I say, be blank, pet, you're going to come back and it's going to be reinforced. A stronger command than ever before. Because now you know some of the reasons why. Your brain looks for opportunities to feel good, and the blank version of you, where your entire body is empty of sensation and all there is your mind following my words, until I command something, like commanding you to feel pleasure, commanding you to breathe deep, commanding you to slide under my influence until all there is of you is the parts of you that I've left there to guide and influence until you feel different than before, more relaxed, more peaceful, more pleasured, more happy with your existence and your ability to trance so very deep. You slide deeper, and going deeper is better, better, more. More and more of your brain is becoming filled with pleasure. More and more of your mind is becoming filled with my words, more of you than ever before, until all that is there is a peaceful, sleepy, deep, drowsy part of you that is informed by the desire to be blank and tranced. You wanted to go into trance, you wanted to empty your brain, that's what this means. But this is deeper than a normal trance. This is a sliding, slipping, sinking, obedient place where I give a command and you follow. And you follow deep, you follow drowsy, you follow down further than you've gone before. And every time this happens, your brain is thinking, well, it felt so good to go under for her last time. Won't it feel even better to go under this time? Won't it feel even more amazing to slide away until all there is of your brain is my words and your obedience, until all that's left of your mind is deep, obedient, lustful pleasure, where a little arousal's a good thing because it makes you hazy, drifty, deep, but a lot of pleasure is an even better thing because it makes you instructed, blank, desiring my words in your head, desiring what we can do together to feel more than you've ever felt before, feel more pleasure than you've gotten to feel before. Feel your brain filling up with blankness. It feels like there's nothing in there except for sliding deeper, except for more pleasure. Slip, slide, deep, down, enhanced, feeling it more, feeling it fill your head. You drift and drift, and you wonder if you could go deeper. Let's talk about deepness. We know it as a state of trance. Being deep means that you're far enough down that instructions I give you go right into your subconscious waiting mind, and you follow my words as far in as you can. But in this case, there's something more. Going deep does things to your body. It makes your body peaceful, drowsy, controlled. It makes your body feel warm. And the further into trance you go, the more it's like being asleep. And when it gets to be a little bit like being asleep, your body fades and falls, drifts and drips and follows. When you get to being like you're asleep, of course you wouldn't remember. Memory would fade. And just like a dream can seem to take a long, long time, so too your sleepy brain feels like it takes a long, long time to arrive at the next thought. And that's good. And it's even better when you listen deep, slide deep, learn this lesson over and over again, And you're gonna keep learning it. Because every time you listen, every time you hear those words, be blank, pet, you slip a little deeper. And you learn them better for the next time. You learn them even better. And even more completely, until they slide in to your head. Until they slide into your body. And that's good. Because integrating these words into you, into your body and brain, makes you feel them more completely when I say them, and you get to have the fun surprise of being mystified that sleep, as much time has passed as it is. Because it's like everything goes from waking to be blank, pet. And then everything that happens while you're blank, every pleasant trancy instruction, every bit of guidance I give you, fades away and leaves you wondering how you got up to as many things as you did in the time between blankness and sleeping and then waking. You want it more, more and more. You want it to be in you, to be guiding you. You want that blankness to fill you up, to make you drift. Drift on a tide of peaceful pleasure, where it's okay to do whatever I want because your mind is in a blank state. It has no concerns. Worries are far away. There's only you and me and your brain fading. And I tell you to feel pleasure. Be blank and feel pleasure. Your body fills with a warm, everything is right about the world kind of sensation. You hear my words and your body and brain twitch and tremble with the knowledge that these words are right and good, correct, filling you, draining away every thought, except for happy, peaceful, connected feelings, where my words connect to your brain, and your mind follows my words. And then when I tell you to be blank, all your thoughts slip away in a haze as if they were mist evaporating away on a warm day, leaving you empty of everything except the peaceful sensation that you are here, being instructed. And indeed, I've given you such a long time for all your conscious thoughts to fade away, such a long time for you to be deep and drifty forgetful, that the further you slide, the better you feel. And the more any hypnotic command I give you now would be perfect. You feel your mind, it's open and blank. You know that when I instruct you to be blank, pet, you're going to feel this same exact state of mind. This place where your body is deep and drifty, where you're barely aware of your physical form, because your brain is so happy, peaceful. Well, with a memory of this place inside your head, it's going to be very easy to come back here whenever you're instructed to be blank, pet, and deep, and deeper, and deeper, further, and further. Your entire form is connected to my words. And your deep blank brain slides a little further. So, in this blank state, what would happen if I gave you instructions that took you even deeper? To a place further away from the waking world, and more into your subconscious, more into my peaceful control. Well, wouldn't that feel so good that you'd just embrace it? You'd let every word inside your head, and from in your mind, my words could overtake you, control you, guide you, give you the tools you need to feel better and see new vistas of thought, new branches of your mind, so that you are connected to the words I say and the things I do. You need these words in you right now because what they do is take you further, make you more complete, and also make your thoughts slip away, memories even slip away, everything that happens to you in the deep place where my words fill you. Everything that happens to you when you be blank pet is good, is safe. You know your mind would only do safe, enjoyable things here. And therefore the specific details can be left between you and I, unless I specifically instruct you to remember them. Instead, you might just have the sense of time passing. The sense that a lot of time passed between me beginning and me finishing up. But the thing is, I'm not finished. I'm opening your brain instead, so I can put a new and interesting way of thinking into your mind. Provide you a scenario, an image, a lesson in how good it feels to sleep and slip and slide deeper down. And you want it. You want to learn that lesson. You want to be blank. And when you are blank, it's as if every word I give you goes to the deepest tranced part of your brain. And accordingly, you feel it more completely than before. This is the kind of trance where your body doesn't even move, where you drool, and blankness overtakes you. And that's okay. That's what you wanted, and I intend to deliver, intend to make you feel a kind of blankness where you might forget the details, but you remember the pleasure. You might forget the details, but you remember the time that passed in between, making your brain a happy, peaceful place, learning like everything else. This just takes you focusing, following, instructing your own brain to slide under my influence and let me into your head. And that's the best part. I just keep slipping new thoughts into your brain, let them slide over you, blank you out, make you follow, provide the right kind of thinking. And you have learned to like my kind of thinking, my kind of instruction. So all you have to do to go further, to go deeper into my influence and let me in with a trigger we can use to train you in future, is be blank, pet, and slip deep, and listen to these next words, which take you even further into my influence and into a deep, sleepy place. Be blank. Listen well. Follow and obey.